and he mentioned وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. Allah will ease and everything and bring comfort your way, and Allah will bring everything easy for you. So how does Allah make it happen? وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ. You would have seen, O Nabi of Allah, that when the sun used to rise, declining to the right from the cave, and when it set, turning away to the left. وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ. While they lay in the open space in the midst of the cave, Allah had made it such that they were in such a way in the cave that there was sufficient air coming in which enabled them to breathe. Now Allah makes additional provisions that in the morning also when the sun used to rise, then the rays of the sun used to never used to knock them. We find when a person is sleeping and suddenly the rays falls in his eyes, he gets up, disturbs his sleep, it's upsetting. Why? Gets up groggy, the sun is in his eyes, it's difficult for him to sleep. So he closes the curtain or whatever the case may be. Almighty Allah made such arrangements and such provisions for them that when they used to sleep, sunrise or sunset, the sun never used to bother them at all. Then they were in such a place that no one used to come near them. They needed no water, they needed no food. There was sufficient air, no light used to disturb them, no sun used to disturb them, hidden there, so no rain used to disturb them. It was there, no person used to come there, no animal used to come. Why? They placed their trust on Almighty Allah. So Allah took the care and Allah took the responsibility in totality, that Allah attended to every need of them, even if it means to the minute destruction of the sun. That also Almighty Allah made such arrangements that even the sun did not bother them. And for 300 years, for 3 centuries, they used to sleep and they used to turn to the right and they used to turn to the left. Why? Otherwise the ulama had written, if they had to only sleep in one position, then the insects would come and bite on them and the insects would eat on them. The insects would take it for granted that these people are diseased and these are dead bodies. So Allah used to make it such that the malaika used to come and they actually used to turn their postures so that no insect could eat on them. The sun could not distract them. They didn't need water. They didn't need air. Subhanallah, this is the manner how Allah attends to the needs of those people who place their trust and place their yaqeen and place their tawakkul in Allah, and who tolerate the separation of the near and dear ones for none other than Allah, for the protection of the deen. So Almighty Allah, addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions, O Nabi of Allah, you have to see the scene, how I made this arrangement, and how I seen to everything. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتِ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِبُهُمْ ذَاتِ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ. And they were in the center, they were not being disturbed by anything. Allah mentioned, why did I do this? What is this there for? ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. These are the open signs of Almighty Allah. These are clear signs of Almighty Allah for a man to sleep for so many years. And then the malaika makes him turn. No one disturbs him. No one comes and visits him. His body doesn't rot. All of them together for centuries. No medication. How is this possible? ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. This is from among the signs of Allah. There is nothing that is impossible for Almighty Allah. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Subhanallah, how beautiful the Quran is. But immediately after this, what does Allah say? The question might come to mind that these are from the signs of Allah. It is so clear, then how is it possible for a man that he still doesn't believe? These are from the signs of Allah. We are discussing the incident, such a miraculous incident of a person or a group of people rather sleeping for 3 centuries. This is such a great sign. It is easy and clear for a person to bring Iman on that power that makes this come into existence. So why is it that every person doesn't bring Iman then? مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Allah says, those who Allah guide, only they receive guidance. Only with whom Allah help is, only they have this understanding. And مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يَظْلِلْ. But he whom Allah leaves astray, not he who Allah takes him astray, that person who goes astray and then Allah leaves him astray. وَمَنْ يُظْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. You will not find any protector or any guider or any reformer to bring him on the correct path. If, respected listeners, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the effort, and those people like Abu Jahl and his company, they were among those people who seen the Quran being revealed. They actually seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam born and bred in the holy lands of Makkah and Medina. Then too they were deprived of this iman. وَمَنْ يُغْلِلْ, that person who Allah leads astray. Then even listening to the words of Allah from the Mubarak lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا, then too you cannot guide them. So after mentioning such a great incident of the Quran, and the Quran is still discussing it. Furthermore, which we'll discuss inshallah later in the next lesson, Almighty Allah still explains His mercy and His rahmat and His bounties and His favors upon these people, how one after the other it came. Allah in the next ruku also discusses the very same thing. So clear signs how Allah's help came to these people. Then too, if a person doesn't open his eyes and he doesn't accept this from Allah and he is not blessed with guidance, then we can, فَكَيْفَ عَاسَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ, how can we lament and mourn over such a nation who refuses and denies to believe? Respected listeners, we should question ourselves at this juncture and ask ourselves that what has happened to our heart, that unfortunately no amount of advice, no amount of Quran, no amount of advice and wasiyat and nasihat is penetrating in this heart of mine. Ramadan after Ramadan, Hajj after Hajj, Umrah after Umrah, Friday after Friday, why is it that there is no change coming? Is it that my heart has been sealed? If that is the condition, then I have to make serious worry and I have to immediately make some effort to reform this heart of mine. Like Allah mentions regarding the disbelievers, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا. Allah says, if we have to reveal, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, we have to send down the malaika from the skies. وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى, and the deceased stand up from the graves and they start speaking to these people. وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا, and we place paradise and hell in front of them. مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا, then too they will find some fault and some deficiency and they will take up some excuse. What will they say? لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا, someone has made black magic and jadu over us. We are not seeing Jannat, but someone has made jadu. That is why we have been made to see Jannat, although Jannat is not present. This is what they will utter. We make glad to the Almighty Allah that He give us the ability from this lesson that we are discussing, and every lesson of the Quran, it is there and it is sufficient proof for us to recognize our Creator. May Allah give us the ability that He make us among those people who, after listening to the Quran, after listening to a hadith, like Almighty Allah mentions in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, those who listen to the verses of Allah and they follow what Allah has made incumbent. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ, these are those people that have been guided by Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and these are the intelligent people. In Bukhari Sharif, in the first volume, there is one hadith under the chapter باب المعاصي من أمر الجاهلية. One person mentions, لَقِيْتُ أَبَا ذَرٍ بِالرَّبْثَ وَعَلَيْهِ حلة وعلى غلامه حلة. I met Abu Dharr Ghaffari رضي الله عنه, and I noticed he had a full outfit, that is إزار ورداء, and I noticed that his slave had a similar outfit, which was something unusual, that the master and the slave one outfit. So I asked him, oh Abu Dharr, what is this? So he mentioned to me, he says, أيرته بأمه, I spoke bad and I criticized his mother. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم told me, يا أبا ذر أيرته بأمه, إنك امرؤ فيك جاهلية. Oh Abu Dharr, you brought iman, but looks like the bad habit of the age of darkness is still within you. Those evil qualities of the age of darkness is still within you. That is to criticize someone's mother. These are your brothers. فمن كانت أخوه تحت يده, that person who finds that one of his Muslim brothers are working for him, or anyone for that matter, how should he treat his subject? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَلْيُطْعُمْهُ مِمَّا يَأْكُلْ, feed him from that which you eat. وَلْيُلْبِسْهُ مِمَّا يَلْبَسْ, make him wear the very same clothing that you wear. And وَلَا تُكَلِّفُوهُمْ, don't give him such work to do which he cannot do. فَإِنْ كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ فَأَعِينُوهُمْ, if you have given him a task, something to carry which is very heavy, then assist him in carrying that. Immediately after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, since then myself and my slave, we wear one outfit. May Allah make us among those people that after listening to the verses of the Quran and the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we respond to it. And may Almighty Allah give us the very same zeal of these very same youth that presented, that gave preference and priority to the deen of Almighty Allah. And then after, respected listeners, hand over to Allah how Allah arranged for them and how Allah attended to their needs. Almighty Allah will make us, Allah will attend to our needs also. May Allah make us among the guided servants in the dunya, qabr and akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.